broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
What was your best decision that you've made as an owner to date?
Getting Bill Belichick to come to the Patriots. I gave up a number one draft pick, coach who had only won a little over 40% of his game in 1999. It was a big risk, and I got hammered in the Boston media, but I think we did okay.
That's Patriots owner Robert Kraft on the Dudes on Dudes podcast.
And I got hammered.
Same. Looking forward to that. It is a Wednesday. Right. When I get home. Dudes on Dudes, Edelman and Gronk. Robert Kraft asked about his best decision he ever made. We'll get to that in a second. But it's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off today, tomorrow, and Friday. He'll be back on Monday. So Billy Lanny has slid over. We just had a pure hoops hour with Justin Turpin. We got Grab Bag coming up on the way. We started the program talking some baseball all-star game stuff from last night. Came down to a home run derby off. Not a bad way to settle a ball game, I guess.
No, not at all.
Wasn't sure how it was going to go, and then you see it in real time, and you're like, all right.
You think they brought in the juiced up balls they used the night before?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Give the guy his metal bats.
No, well, he definitely didn't, because Aranda was barely hitting the past the infield.
So. Right, maybe Aranda got a bad batch. Maybe he didn't get the right balls. But anyway, it was a tie. But rather than it being an actual tie like 2002 where they didn't know what to do, they actually settled it the old-fashioned way. We also talking about Caitlin Clark. She was in town, WNBA expansion talk today. The governor called Greg's show talking about trying to get a WNBA team in Boston. So all that on the table for you. But we play that. That was from the other day. Jones and I mentioned it briefly. Robert Kraft. Jones read it as Kraft giving Bill credit. I read it as Kraft taking credit.
Right.
And you kind of can tell if you listen to it again with mentioning Bill's stats with Cleveland.
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I got hammered, for lack of a better term, by the press for bringing in Bill Belichick. I took a huge risk on bringing in Bill Belichick, but it turned out pretty well. Well, turns out Bill Belichick, the summer of Bill has been wild, but he responded to that. He didn't go on Dudes on Dudes, but Don Van Natta, who's had a lot of Patriots, he and Wickersham have had a lot of Patriot stories over the last several years. He reached out, I guess, responded in a statement to ESPN, Belichick did, about that. Which, right away, before I even read what he said, how out of character is that?
Right.
Bill feels the need to respond to this?
Right, so his girlfriend has some kind of alert on her phone or laptop that says, so Kraft, Belichick, we got an alert.
Bill, you're trending.
Right.
Bill, you're trending right now. We need to get in front of this. Is that also a video of him doing the punch buggy joke to Jordan?
That's
did
what
you
I
see that?
I didn't see it, but I heard it was a thing.
So, Nick, did you see that? It was like Jordan.
Yeah, they were on the beach, and it sounded like, it didn't show Bill, but it sounded like Bill.
And then he had like his fist, and he kind of like tapped, like love punched her, and he was like.
A lot of punch buggy, a lot of VWs on the beach?
I don't think there are any on the beach, unless they have the ones that look like jet skis, which are throwing me off a little bit. But I don't know. But anyway, that was making the rounds. So, Bill Belichick responds.
Punch buggy, no punch back.
What? Oh.
Terrible.
Creepy.
It's real creepy. It's real creepy. That's like AI Belichick.
Right, exactly. Like.
So Kraft says there's a big risk for him to hire Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick responds and says, quote, as I told Robert multiple times through the years, I took a big risk by taking the New England Patriots head coaching job. I already had an opportunity to be the head coach of the New York Jets, but the ownership situation was unstable. All right. Quote, or I should say continued. I had been warned by multiple previous Patriots coaches, as well as other members of other NFL organizations and the media, that the New England job was going to come to with many internal obstacles. I made it clear that we would have to change the way the team was managed to regain the previously attained success. So basically, he's like, I could have had the Jets job. It's like, yeah, Bill, we know you could have the Jets job. You walked out. You wrote on the napkin that you resigned as HC of the NYJ. We know that. And he's saying, well, people told me, media members told me not to take the job.
Now he's listening. Like, then he listened to the media.
He picks and chooses. You think that was Francesa? Maybe Francesa was like, hey, Bill.
Right, imagine that.
Don't take that job. So he's like, other Patriots head coaches. So I'm trying to think, who could that have been? Oh, maybe Parcells. I'm guessing Parcells. Maybe, Pete Carroll? Were like, hey, don't work for him. Because you can't say previous Patriots head coach. We know who you're talking about.
Correct.
It's Parcells told you that.
The shopping list guy.
It didn't end well with Bill and Kraft, so we already have an idea of that. But, like, what a weird thing. I mean, the truth is probably that they both took a risk, but they also both, they needed each other.
Right.
Right? Like, Robert Kraft did not have, like, this long run of success. He had the Super Bowl appearance with Parcells, but then it had gotten worse each year after that. There was like the famous scene of Robert Kraft with the stopwatch timing to Bucky Jones and being like a hands-on owner. That eventually stopped. But Bill Belichick wasn't exactly getting any job he wanted. So they kind of needed each other.
Right. You give them both truth serum. They're saying they both needed each other. But now the way it ended and how things have been going, it's easy for one to blame the other.
I'm starting to think we don't get that Belichick statue. Think we get a statue? No. We get a Belichick day. We got Tom Brady day.
Probably get a Belichick day.
Probably should get a Belichick day.
Right, because I mean, I don't know why you would retire. Like they don't have like a they
hoodie.
Technically have a ring of honor. Like,
I don't know if they have a ring. I mean, they have the team Hall of Fame, and then you give him his red jacket.
If they're trying to sell this as a mutually parting of ways, which it we all know not. It wasn't.
Yeah, right.
But if that's what they're going to try to sell us, then if that's the case, then there should be a day.
Especially because Kraft came out and said, "I had to fire Bill Belichick."
Right.
My God. You gotta get your story straight, my guy. Right. You can't just be all over the place.
I think it'd be tough for the franchise to not honor Belichick in some way.
Yeah, they need to do it somehow, some way. I mean, he's not in the league. He's probably not getting back in the league.
They're gonna have like the Brady statue, and then they're gonna have it kind of be like a perception thing where there's gonna be like a tiny little statue on the back of Bill that makes it almost look like he's watching from the sidelines, but it's not nearly as big as Brady statue.
Or they do it in a way where, depending on the way the sun hits it, he's literally in the shadow of Brady.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, yeah. They're like, oh, what a coincidence.
Burn.
We didn't see that coming. Yeah, so that whole thing is true. I think, honestly, the biggest, not surprise, but the most newsworthy item is not what Bill or Robert said. It's the fact that Bill did respond and he went through ESPN to do it. You're like, what? What are you doing? Bill Belichick.
And responded quick. When did Kraft say the comments?
Oh, my God. Well, when did we play him, Nick? Just the other day? Yesterday or the day before?
Let me look at the day.
Okay.
Right. But either way, it was very quick. Like I said, it's...
He was on Dudes on Dudes.
It's almost like each one of them is waiting for the other one to say something.
It's from the 11th.
Okay.
All right, so 5 days.
Day 5 days ago, but he probably Thursday. Uses... Well, he Friday, was on the beach Friday. Running around with Jordan. Although I also didn't... It sounded like Jordan Hudson was at the Caitlin Clark game last night. So I assume
I
Bill
believe,
was there.
Yeah.
Was Bill there?
I think we would have seen it if Bill was there.
That's true.
Because they're not going to be like, oh, hey, here's Jordan Hudson without Bill.
No. We heard this from somebody that was there, said that she was there.
Gotcha.
So I don't think she was like on the jumbo screen or anything like that. But yeah, so a little more Bill versus Robert back and forth. And it's one of those where you're like, oh my God, clearly both of you just needed Tom Brady.
Right.
It's like,
yeah, right.
That's like
right,
the winner all of this always is just Tom Brady.
Right. The sooner you both admit you needed Tom Brady, the sooner this is over with.
Like, can we just please... So you're right. This was not the bet. This was not like the number one job for coaches. But Bill Belichick also wasn't the number one candidate. Done.
Right.
Like that seems like what it was. But no, he felt the need to respond to this. So we'll see. The college football season's got to be coming right around the corner here. They usually when's week zero?
Week zero is like August 23rd.
It's usually a week before
like
Labor
that.
Day.
Yeah, they're right.
It used to be like the Saturday before Labor Day. Used to be the first game.
They kick off even earlier. So. Do you think he's going to be good at North Carolina? Or do you think North Carolina is going to be good either way?
Better. North Carolina will be better.
A little bit better.
It's going to have a little, the tough part is, though, it's going to be a lot of eyes on him.
Yeah.
You know,
for
it's not like he can just kind of sneak under the radar and do his thing. Like, North Carolina is going to see a lot of national games just because he's on the sideline. So.
Yep. I think the week one right off the rip, I believe they have the lone.
It's a Monday night standalone against TCU.
Thank you. September 1st. They are 8:00 ESPN.
So like, yeah, right back at it on the 6th.
Right at short week. Is that true?
I'm running the hill.
Oh boy, yeah, that's going to be a tough one. They go TCU and then at Charlotte. That is a quick turnaround. So yeah, Bill's got at least 3 ESPN games already.
I think the first is Labor Day, right? Labor Day is.
Oh, is it Labor Day Monday?
Yeah, that is.
Labor Day is as early as it could possibly be this year. So,
their
all right.
Schedule's
so,
pretty easy, huh?
Their schedule stinks. That's why I think they're actually going to be pretty good.
Clemson Cal's decent-ish.
I don't even know. Yeah, it's not great. Opens TCU, Charlotte, Richmond right off the rip. Like that, I mean,
watch out for those spiders.
Although, isn't that Jones's like lock of the century? TCU.
TCU he seemed pretty confident in.
I don't know why.
I'd be a little surprised that it was the lock of the century.
TCU is favored in the game, but only by 3. So I guess Carolina home dogs right off the rip. But yeah, there's Bill Belichick, and he is responding to Robert Kraft. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. 617-779-7937. Trade deadline in baseball just a couple of weeks away. We had a chance last night in the All-Star game to watch a potential future Red Sox as Joe Ryan looked very good. Couple of strikeouts in the fourth inning. We played the audio yesterday of Joe Ryan talking with Rob Bradford, who's going to be joining us tomorrow for a full hour. And Joe Ryan was like somewhat complimentary of Minnesota, but also of the July's very exciting. You want to see where guys go. If right. I get traded, it will be exciting.
Yep.
But there's also the photo of Bregman and Crochet with Joe Ryan. That feels like if they can find a way to thread the needle and add Joe Ryan and not trade Jaren Duran, I mean, people are already excited about the Red Sox, but I think that would take them to the next level.
Right. Because, I mean, I mentioned earlier, like, I don't think I'd be heartbroken if Duran went. But you said, if you could pull this off and lose anybody off your major league roster right now.
It's possible. Just because you got to wonder, what is Minnesota looking forward in return? I would think they would rather a bunch of prospects than a 28-year-old guy who in a couple of years you're going to have to pay. Because one of the reasons for trading Joe Ryan would be, one, your team's not going anywhere, which they're really not.
They're 11.5 games out of the Central.
Yeah. And out of the wild card, they're like 4. But they have 2 teams in front of them until you even get to the wild card team. So they're like in a group of teams right now. Mm-hmm. So they should be a seller, the Minnesota Twins. But one of their other reasons to trade Joe Ryan would be maybe you feel like you're not going to be able to sign him long term. And at the rate he's going, he is going to cost a ton of money.
Yeah, the same situation that Crochet was in with the White Sox.
Yes.
They weren't going to pay him, so you're able to get rid of him.
So that would be it, because I think that would be what kind of clinches it. I think
when is the trade deadline?
I thought it was
July 30th.
Usually the 31st, right?
Red Sox and Twins play each other leading into the trade deadline.
No way. That series
yep,
right there?
They play from the 28th to the 30th.
6 p.m. July 31st.
Yep.
So imagine the Red Sox knock him out of playoff contention. Get Joe
take
Ryan.
Him. Okay, can you not start Joe
just
Ryan?
Like Menkevich. Like Menkevich just walked across the hall.
He did. That was pretty sweet.
I mean, it sucked that Noma was leaving, but convenient for Doug.
Yep. Oh, that is true. Yeah, just join the club right there. Are you confident they're going to do something? Because Breslow is only his second trade deadline. Last year he made a lot of moves, but nobody was really very good. This offseason was great. I know Jones has been puffing his chest out about how great the offseason was, and it has been. I mean, you literally acquired 3 All-Stars. You can't really do a whole lot better than that. He's talked a lot about bringing in an impact player. Is he able to pull that off?
I hope so.
Yeah.
As a fan, obviously.
Yeah,
of course. Like I had mentioned earlier, you want to think, regardless if it's a big move, small move, that your team is involved in these conversations for players. Again, I don't want to live by the, this guy's coming off the DL. This guy, IL. This guy's coming off the IL. That's like a trade acquisition.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's I'd like a starting pitcher. I can't really think of, you can always use a good bat and good pitching, but I think your starting pitcher is your top priority, because I can't think of what fielding position they're like, we need this here.
No, right now, they sort of have like the log jam.
Right.
Like they, every day now, and this could change the first series. Somebody could get hurt and it's changed. But with Bregman back and with Yoshida back and with both Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer up, it's like you have not enough spots.
Right.
And you could see what Breslow was talking about when it was like Devers needs to do something other than DH, because we have all these guys that we want to move around so that you free up DH. So Roman Anthony can DH some games, or one of your guys that kills lefties can DH one of those games. You can move guys around. So they have almost more guys that should be everyday players.
Plenty of depth.
Yeah. I could see, like, Could you add a first baseman? Sure. Like, yeah. They don't really have a true everyday first baseman. So maybe that's one thing. I was surprised. Jeff Pass, I think it was last week, had the that article of here's a player every team could use that's a contender. And they gave a wild card, or I'm sorry, a reliever to the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Like, they had, like, all the wild card teams, and, like, who could they add? I think their bullpen's not bad.
No, and not at all.
Obviously, it's capped off with Chapman, who's insane.
Ooh, yeah, but none of us had any idea
no.
that that's what we were getting.
No. That's one that if Breslow really wanted to, like, look back and freezing takes expose people, it'd be that one.
Right.
Because they signed Chapman, and we're like, oh, great. Like, what are you doing?
Looking at it, he was splitting time with Bednar last year right. in Pittsburgh. Like, he wasn't even the full-time closer there.
No, it's kind of crazy how good he's been. Because, he at least has a track record. Like, he has had seasons like this, but he just thought it was kind of over with. But he's been good. But, no, I think a starting pitcher, and there's a lot of names. Like, surprisingly, at first I thought the list was somewhat underwhelming. But then you get into, like, Freddy Peralta or, like, even a guy like Zach Gallen. Like, a lot of these teams that are legitimately out of it have a starter or two that they might be willing to trade. And so I think the Sox need to be right at the front of that line.
Yeah, in a perfect world, it would be Joe Ryan. But,
yes,
there's still plenty of options out there.
Yeah. Like bringing back Nathan Eovaldi, for God's sakes.
Right?
How was he not
an all-star, by
the way?
He was
old reliable.
Yeah, how was he not an all-star?
They need a White Sox representative in there, so they leave.
Did you see what the White Sox did yesterday?
Yeah, hit Eugenio Suarez.
He drilled Suarez in the all-star game. Somebody had a great tweet about it. They're like, you invite one White Sox to the all-star game, and then he beans one of, like, the best players in the game, who also could be, like,
he's
guy
going to be, like, the top trade target.
Right. Maybe not now. You get the x-rays back on that guy? What happened to him? But yeah, Nathan Eovaldi this season is 7-3 with a 1.58 ERA.
It's nuts.
Not an all-star.
16 starts. So, I mean, I guess guys have had more starts than him, but that's not
like two or three starts.
The dude from the
Brewers. He's only pitched five games.
He's pitched five games and he's an all-star. I don't get it. There's also, I was looking just like at the list of like the rosters. There's a ton of all-stars. There's so many injury replacements.
Right.
And then not only injury replacements, there's guys like Bregman and Crochet. They're like, I'm good.
Right.
So then they replace him.
And Bregman could use the injury
yeah.
thing of it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Crochet was just like, dude, I pitched Saturday.
Yeah.
Thank you, but no thank you.
He's like, I just pitched nine innings. Did you guys not see that? You're like, yeah, that was pretty good. All right, there you go. So you can add all that to the pile as well. 617-779-7937. It is Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. No Jones today, tomorrow, or Friday. Billy Laney has slid over. I'm not going to sing. I don't think I can get to the octave that Jones can get to. But coming up next, you of course know, it's time for Grab Bag. And here's a brand new Grab Bag. You ready for this, Bill? I don't know if you've heard this. Brand new Grab Bag.
Jones and Keefe, Grab Bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe, Grab Bag. Jones and Keefe, Grab Bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe, Grab Bag.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
That's on me.
That's all right.
Joe's does a good job. Joe's does a good job of teasing that, hey, here's Billy with trending, which reminds Billy that it's time for trending.
Like, oh, no.
No, well, you know this, too. It's like sitting in the seat. You sit in the seat, you forget that there's things that really are important.
Good point.
And that's given the news of last night.
Yeah. Who won the game?
I'll let you know, but I'm going to let you know that it's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The NL defeated the AL 7-6 after the first ever extra innings home run swing-off. Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber was named MVP. He hit three home runs in that swing-off. This is the NL's second All-Star win in the last 3 years. Red Sox return to action on Friday night. The Sox are going to be in Chicago, taking on the Cubs for a three-game series. TD Garden was sold out last night to watch the Indiana Fever defeat the Connecticut Sun 85-77. Kalen Clark scored 14 points for the Fever before exiting the game late in the fourth quarter with a groin injury. And tonight, the Revolution will be in New York taking on the Red Bulls. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after? Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.